Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again. And they are right. We have come to worship the Lord today, right? Amen. Well, first of all, I want to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. I want to thank all of the ones who are listening over the radio and the internet at this time and join us in our worship time. And if you're a visitor, we'd like for you to fill out the visitor's card. You can get one from the ushers in the back. And when the offering plate is passed, you can put it in. And Pastor would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today and get to know you even a little bit better. And you can also find in your bulletin an outline of Pastor's message today, and you can follow along there with us. And the scripture also is found in the bulletin for this month in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. The scripture says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Wow, we have a wonderful God, doesn't we? He really takes good care of us. And now let us continue praising the Lord with Bethany Prater at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Happy Lord's Day, all. Yes. I trust that you all were blessed this week. I know yesterday Darlene said she was really blessed by the ladies' Christmas party. Right? I heard it was really good. And I was blessed with the dessert that she brought home. I really liked that chocolate mousse. I don't know if somebody, that was really good. So thank you, ladies, for that blessing. Why don't we open up to our first song, number 83, O Come, Emmanuel. And we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Rejoice, rejoice, right? Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Christ. Let's turn to our second hymn, 213, The Light of the World is Jesus. Number 213, we'll sing the first and the fourth.
Light of the world is Jesus.
precious gift. We've got that light in our hearts, right, given by Jesus. That's such a blessed gift. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 243. There's room at the cross for you, number 243. And why don't we all rise as we sing 243, room at the cross for you. Pastor Tomlinson.
Amen. So before we pray, I just wanted to let people know, in case you didn't see the email, on December 1st, 2019, Noel May Velot, 6 pounds, 14 ounces, 20 inches long, entered into the world, born to Silas and Maria Velos. So what a blessing that is. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace and your mercy, rejoicing in our heart because of the great gift of Christmas that you have sent to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have opened up the hearts of your people to receive the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, and you have called us to desire more, more and more of you. Lord, in your word, in the Psalms, it says, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. And so, Father, we pray for you to hear, and we pray for your Spirit to be upon us and to strengthen us to do your will. We pray, Lord, for the Spirit of God to be upon the people of Bethel and the people who are called by your name, that there would be that desire, that hungering, and that thirsting for your word, and that your presence, that we would grow up in you to serve you, to pursue after you with all that is in our heart, mind, and soul. And we pray that as we learn to live our lives by the Spirit of God, that our neighbors and those that encounter us would encounter the transforming power and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might hear, and by your Spirit and by your wisdom, they might believe, that our country and our place would be turned to you, that you might heal this land which is so broken. And Father, we pray for those who are also afflicted with the infirmities of this world, who need your mighty hand to be upon them to strengthen them. Lord, we pray for Lily Ida and for you to strengthen her blood and the platelets to give her body strength. We pray for Raquel and her asthma, for you to encourage her in it. We pray for Elenita and pray for her recovery from rotator cuff surgery. She's doing well, Lord, but we thank you and continue to pray for her. We lift up to you our friend Ed Hernandez, suffering from significant back pain, our friends Leonard and Fern Rice, who were with us last week, and for their health, Lord, we pray for you to strengthen them. We lift up to you Jorge and Martha Peretti in Argentina, suffering from multiple health issues. And Lord, I lift up to you our friend Monty Llewellyn, suffering from COPD, kidney failure, heart disease. Lord, strengthen his body, strengthen his resolve unto you, and encourage him as he testifies of you to be a witness to his family, that they might hear and that they might believe. We pray for Christina Ida's coworker, whose father, Gabus, has a brain tumor, and pray for your mighty hand of healing and comfort and peace on that situation. We lift up to you those that are dealing with cancer, for Bob Jones's brother, Ron, for Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, for Victor's, his coworker, Dinesh, his daughter, for Christina Ida's friend, Carolyn. Lord, give them hope in you and strength in their bodies by your divine presence and grace. Father, we pray for your hand of blessing and for your divine guidance for those needing your wisdom. We pray that you be with the people of Bethel as we are trying to find a way to repair our facilities. Give us wisdom and give us good understanding by our local government. Help us to be more effective and proactive in outreach, in reaching out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would bring more people into yourself, expanding your kingdom as you see fit. I pray for Martha and her work and living situation, that you bless her and guide her with your wisdom, your guidance, and your presence. We pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for the faith they have in Jesus Christ, that you would encourage them to stand firmly and boldly, and you would encourage the people of God throughout the world to bring aid to them and be prayer support, be whatever support that they need, that they would remember and know that they are not going through the persecution alone, but the people of God join in it with them. Father, we pray for your abounding grace and mercy upon our missionaries that we have throughout the world, for you to bless them with your divine spirit and use them in a mighty way to grow and expand the gospel of the kingdom of Christ. We pray for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebia Merexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Guide them, Lord, by your divine spirit to do your will. We pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the kingdom of God through testimony of Christ. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who support the work of ministry. Bless their hearts and encourage them in you, whether they're listening from the sanctuary, over the internet, over KKMC, or over the CDs. Bless them and strengthen them in you, and in your glorious presence, and to your praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And that sure puts us in the spirit for worship, doesn't it?
Amen.
I would like to take a moment before we read God's scripture and just welcome everyone once again to our worship service. And also, I would like to thank Deborah and all of those who put all the hard work in these beautiful decorations. Thank you so much. We have our brothers and sisters here that are really dedicated in improving our church. And, you know, we're thinking about improving it or building another one. I don't know how much better we can get than the one that we're already in. But the Lord has blessed us greatly. Now we're going to be turning to our scripture for today in Genesis chapter 6, verses 12 through 22. If you'll turn in your Bibles now, please, to Genesis chapter 6, verses 12 through 22. And would you please stand for the reading of God's word? So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above and set the door of the ark on its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the earth of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive, and you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them." Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded, so he did. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your holy presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we've come to offer you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for what you have done for all of mankind. And Father, as we read in your scriptures, you promised Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. It tells of your wonderful promise to him, how the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Joseph and Mary brought the child, the Lord Jesus, the Spirit came upon Simeon, and he knew this was the Savior that God had promised. And Simeon blessed God in his prayer. And in his prayer, in Luke chapter 2, and verses 29 through 32, this was Simeon's prayer. Simeon said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Now, Father, we are reminded once again at this season of the year, when we celebrate the birth of our Lord, Father, we're reminded here in these scriptures, Jesus was prepared for all the people, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and all people. Father, today, may many turn to that light for salvation. And as we continued in our worship service today, Lord, may you bless all the hearers of your word, and may you bless your word as it goes out, and may you bless our pastor Greg Tomlinson, in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
Thank you very much, Wayne.